how you can help at KMJM.com. Keyword MDA.
Today's RB Mix 90s and more, Magic 104.9. So it's Fantasia saying, I look more black than Alicia Keys. This is why I got like a lot of bad coverage from the mainstream media.
Shut up, Tasia.
Is that what she's saying?
Tasia, shut up.
Is that what she's saying? That's what she's saying, right?
Tasia, you ain't been the same since you won that idol, Tasia.
We'll say, I don't know why they played it up so much with her. I do wonder why. I don't know if it was skin color. I'm not going to say skin color as much as I would say maybe the background of the demographics that she came from, you know, kind of like, oh, teenage mom already, you know, young black girl already, you know, whatever it could be, because they both did the same exact thing, the same exact thing.
So but wasn't the biggest difference, though, is one made it a story and the other one didn't even talk about it.
And the thing is, go ahead.
No, what it was you have, if you're going to do something like that, you have to do more humanitarian work. See, Alicia Keys does way more humanitarian work. Had she given a lot of money to, you know, humanity, it would have gotten swooped up under the rug. That's what she should have done.
I think the bottom line here was the fact that the other woman in Fantasia's case made a big, big stink, and she wants to sue Fantasia for alienation of affection.
Right.
And obviously, this is a hot-button issue. Why? Because a woman in the state of North Carolina just received millions of dollars from the same type of a situation. So had Alicia Keys perhaps been in that same type of a deal, then maybe we would have been hearing about her. Why? Because that would be, in fact, sensational news. Alicia Keys, Fantasia just found the wrong one to mess with. She should have just gotten the phone from the damn Sprint store and just took a little butt out of there, but instead she had to take the guy home with her.
RB Mix 90s and more, Magic 104.9. Time for some therapy. Time to help someone out with a problem in their life. That's you. You want everybody's opinion about your problem? You go to Tony Scott Page at KMJM.com. Dear Tony, my brother's wife named his son after another man who she had an affair with. Now, my brother didn't find out till recently, and he's torn apart over it. It hurts him now to call his son by his name. I love my brother. I respect his wishes to continue on with his marriage, but me and my other sister are concerned that his son may not be his.
Mm-mm.
My brother refuses to get a blood test because he thinks it will break his son's heart. His wife insists the child is his, but in his eyes, I can tell he wants to know. I don't want to push him, but my brother is a great father and deserves to be happy. Should I continue to encourage him to get the blood test for his peace of mind? I see it hurting him very much, but I think he's afraid of the truth. I think you should mind your own business. I think your brother, because he doesn't want to do this, is ready to move on and put that behind him. He accepts this boy as his own, and he doesn't want that to change on any level at all. So you're not respecting his wishes about his marriage that you said that you do. You don't respect him because you're interfering. Stay out of it. Unless he brings it up, that's an area that's off limits. Unless he brings it up to you, then he's reaching out, but he's not bringing it up. You're bringing it up. Quit doing that. Your brother wants to move on. This is his son. That's his daddy. Leave it alone. That's my advice. We'll hear from Tammy and your calls, 556-6104.
I don't want to give you up. I don't want to hold you up.
Today's R&B Mix, 90s and more, Magic 104.9. Therapy letters from somebody, a sibling, who says, my brother's wife named his son after another man she had an affair with. My brother didn't find out until recently, and it tore him up. And it hurts him to call his son by his name. Now, I love my brother, respect his wishes to continue on with his marriage, but I don't think that boy's his. Should I keep encouraging him to get a blood test, a DNA test, because he doesn't want to, but should I keep pushing it so we can find out the truth, or should I leave it alone? That's what they want to know, Tammy. What do you think?
You know, I'm sure most people will say just let it go and let your brother work out his own problems. But I'm kind of on the fence with this one. A part of me thinks that you shouldn't push the issue, like bringing up the conversation or initiating the conversation about the situation. But if your brother asks for your opinion, I say don't punk out. Don't cower. Tell him exactly how you feel, because he needs somebody in his corner. He needs somebody to be honest with him, for crying out loud. My goodness, if everybody's staying out of it, then what? But I just think that you should only get involved if asked, because the unfortunate part of the situation is this. There's going to be no winner. Your brother's going to be hurt by the results, and the child involved will too. So with this one, I say speak only if spoken to, and try to stay out of it.
What about you? What advice would you offer up? 556-6104. Today's RB Mix, 90s and more, Magic 104.9. So this therapy letter is from a sibling who's caring about her brother. Her brother's wife named the baby after a man she had an affair with. Now, the husband didn't find out till much later, and he's been devastated by it. But the woman who wrote the letter, or the man who wrote the letter, I don't really know which one it was, says that they feel like that child may not even be their brother's, mm-hmm. and that he should get a test. Well, the brother's like, he wants to put it behind him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard for him to even say the boy's name, but he loves that boy as his own. But the sibling says, should I push him to get the test, or should I leave it alone? To me, I think you should leave it alone. Tammy thinks otherwise. What do you think?
What about the grandma and the grandpa and all the cousins and the uncles?
Well, what about the grandma and the grandpa? How do they fit in? In 6 minutes, tell us all about that.
Traffic is brought to you by Ally Bank. Visit allybank.com and experience how banking should be. Member FDIC.
Stop and go eastbound 70 Salisbury through Broadway, westbound 40 slowing Kings Highway through McCausland, balance through Mason, Chesterfield Airport Road through the Boone Bridge, southbound 270 slowing Olive through Ladue, 40 through Big Bend, from the Touche Regional Hospital Traffic Center. I'm Jess, and that's a look at total traffic.
Hey, this is Shirley Strawberry on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Go to KMJM.com and send us your strawberry letter. Email Eugene for a birthday shout-out, or send us a note and let us know what you're thinking. Just click on the Steve Harvey Morning Show link.
Tammy Holland for Chevrolet. Hey, listen up. I want to tell you why over 1,000 people a day are switching to Chevy.
Twilight Tuesdays for Magic 104.9.
Today's RB Mix, 90s and more, Magic 104.9. All right, so this man found out that his wife named the baby after a man she had an affair with. And he's devastated by, has a hard time saying the boy's name because now he knows the truth. Well, the man's siblings are wondering if the child is even his now. Now, the man wants to just move on and keep his marriage and keep his son and everything, but his sibling is saying you should get a DNA test on this boy. He may not be yours.
Mm-mm.
Now, the man doesn't want to do that. So this person who wrote us the letters is asking, should I push him into getting the test? Should I keep pushing him towards that, or should I just leave it alone?
What about the grandma and the grandpa and all the cousins and the uncles that do things for this young boy over the years?
I mean, it's a tough situation, but to me, you know, if my brother is not bringing it up, and then I'm not going to bring it up.
But
you know,
he is bringing it up. She says that he is really having issues with this.
That's her interpretation, but he never wants to talk about it because maybe he wants to put it behind him.
Okay, so if...
But when it does come up and all of a sudden it's proven that this is not his child and they bitterly separate and the woman takes the kid and not a shame face, don't want to have anything else to do with the family, what about the grandma and the grandpa? Going back to that thing again.
Women who do that really are jacked up. Seriously.
Yeah.
That's not right.
She needs to be slapped a few times.
No, let's not put our hands on the heifer now.
I didn't see anything.
Hi, Magic.
It's like, I think he should find out if the young man is the other man's, because that's like covering over a sore and never being attended to, and it's always going to be on his mind. And she chose to name the boy after that. And I think once that is out, then that's going to heal and become. But study trying to cover it over,
right. That's
not going to help anything.
But here's the other side you got to think about, too. If he took the test and it shows that he is the father,
then let it go.
Well, but now you're the wife. You're like, I told you. Now she's mad.
Well, no, later for her.
No.
How you gonna name your baby anyway after some other man? That's jacked up.
That is jacked up. Magic, what do you think?
I guess in my opinion, I would say tell them to find out for peace of mind, because without that peace of mind, you always have uncertainties. But once you find out or whatever, at least you know what you're dealing with and who you're dealing with. You know, as far as like what type of person she really is.
Hi, Magic.
I think she needs to not mind her business, man. She needs to help her brother out, Tony.
You think so, huh?
What if later on down, I mean, Lord forbid anything happens to the son, but what if later on down the line the medical condition occurs and the blood don't mix or don't match?
Mm-hmm. Well, then, still, that has nothing to do with her, but still, that's going to be on his old trifling-ass wife. Stinking half of.
But that's his trifling, stinking wife.
Trifling.
He loves her.
Just trifling.
He just want to put it behind him and move
stank,
on.
Just stank.
But the brother might need some encouragement.
All right, Rachel. Settle down. If you don't know where you are,